Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated.
A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 98 responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
Lord,
remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voices of song.
With
the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap your hands, and let the hills. Lord
will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Glory to God.
A reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
How many friends do you have? I asked that question of a young teen. I think she's a freshman in college. And she answered without batting an eye, somewhere between 600 and 700. And I said, "Is that about average for people your age?" And she said, "Yeah, somewhere between 600 and 800 friends."
on Facebook.
Oh, that's a lot.
I read a number of articles about friendship in the past couple weeks, and one from Psychology Today came to mind when she told me that huge number of friends. In the 1990s, there was a study published about friendship groups and the human brain. Robin Dunbar, and they call this the Dunbar number, contends that the neocortex in our brain is not capable of maintaining the social relationships of more than about 150 people. If friendship really means knowing a person and being known by that person, our puny brains just can't have 600 friends. She admitted that of those 600, she could probably only call 12 to 15 of them real friends. And I said, well, what do you mean by a real friend? Well, that's somebody that you could call in the middle of the night when you have a flat tire and they would come and help you. Someone that you could call in the middle of the night and they would come to your aid. But as I studied that number even further, it seems that between 2 and 5 would be more realistic. If the definition of friend is one who really knows you and someone that you really know, where there is a mutual deep trust and respect and a certain level of intimacy. Modern psychologists and sociologists have reported that most adults can count barely a handful of real friends. In some ways, I think it's sad that social media has taken that friend word away from us. That word no longer carries the meaning of deep relationship. There isn't love, empathy, mutuality, even companionship among all of those Facebook friends. But there is something in our text today that I think should cause us to sit up and take notice. Jesus said, I have called you friends. Immediately, what song pops into your mind? What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus indeed. In this text, he gives us some very interesting definitions and parameters of friendship. First of all, we learn that to be a friend of Jesus means that we are loved and chosen. Ryan hit it right on the head. Jesus is our friend, and we are Jesus' friend because he loves us. Jesus chose us to be friends. Jesus says that there is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that is exactly what Jesus did on Calvary with his arms open wide for all. Friendship between Jesus and the disciples, between Jesus and us, is rooted in that sacrificial act. I'm sure that you have all heard about that young Navy SEAL who died in Iraq a couple of years ago when he threw himself on a grenade in order to save the lives of his comrades. No greater love than this, than one would lay down their life for a friend. In 1941, in Poland, in the prison camp, there was an escape of a prisoner. And the Nazi guards decided that they would punish the rest of the camp. And they drew numbers of 10 people, random numbers, 10 people who would die of starvation because of that prisoner's escape. So they drew these 10 people's numbers out, read them out, and force them into a small section of the camp where in days they would die. And there was a priest there, a Catholic priest, whose number was not drawn, and he traded places with the man standing next to him, the man who was married, who had children, and who was Father Colbe's friend. No greater love than this, than one would lay down their life for one's friends. But we don't need to go to the Book of Saints or to the Wall of Honor to find those who would lay down their life for a friend. As we celebrate Mother's Day, it probably wouldn't be too hard to find some daughter or son or two who would be willing to tell of their mother's selfless love. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day in order to get your son or daughter to practice or to rehearsal. Spending your only weekend day at a wrestling match or a soccer game or a swim tournament. Not getting enough sleep because there's always another load of laundry to do. But I have to wear those pants tomorrow. Or another pan of brownies to bake. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm supposed to take brownies for the bake sale tomorrow. And that's usually about 10 o'clock at night. I think there are a lot of mothers and dads and friends who lay down their lives for the sake of others. I even know people who go bowling because their friend likes to bowl. Laying down their life. No greater friendship is this than one would lay down their lives. Or go to a movie that you don't really like that kind of movie, but you go because your friend. Or you go to a concert, you listen to music, you spend time doing things that aren't your first choice, but you put your friend in front of you. Whether that friend is a spouse or a child or a next door neighbor or a college buddy, to put our friend in front of our own preferences. You don't have to be in the Book of Saints or on the Wall of Honor to lay down your life for a friend. We are blessed by such friends. And today, Jesus teaches us about being friends. We learn that to be a friend means to know what's going on. I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. What distinguishes servants from friends is that friends are let in on the plans. Jesus keeps telling the disciples what's coming. He keeps preparing them for the future events, for his departure. Keeps no secrets from them. This good news is the story of revelation. This is a story of the blind seeing, the story of the Word made flesh. We who are friends of Jesus are caught up in that story. That story that takes us from cross to empty tomb, from the promised coming of the Holy Spirit to the light that leads our every step along our daily walk in the world. To be a friend of Jesus means to keep his commandment and to love as he loved. I find it kind of strange that the word love and friendship is in the same sentence as the word command and obey. Our usual thought, an understanding of an action that's done in love, certainly can't be done under duress. You can't force anyone in love. Friendship and love have to come from within, not from without, But the gospel writer, John, uses the word command in a fashion that's different from other New Testament writers. He is never concerned about the commandments that can be a burden under the law. St. John in the gospel uses the word command and law in a way that's totally different from what Paul, and we're reading in our Bible study, Paul talking about the commandments and the burden and the law. When John talks about it, he is talking about the commandments that Jesus gives. The commandments that Jesus gives to his disciples and that Jesus received from the Father. This is my commandment, that you love one another. That you love. That's the commandment. That's the script that Jesus uses for his life. That's the script that he gives to the disciples for how they should live. That's the same script that we have been given for how we are to live our lives. That's the commandment, to love one another. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. This is my command, love one another. That chain of command is very clear. The Father gives love to the Son, and the Son gives love to us. The Father commands the Son to love. Jesus commands the disciples, that's us, to love. And he commands us to love one another. I don't see nearly as many bumper stickers as I once did. But once in a while, one comes across that gets me thinking or makes me smile. Years ago, I saw one that paraphrased that slogan against drunk driving. It said, "Friends don't let friends die without Jesus." Well, I want to change that a little bit. I would change it to say, "Friends don't let friends live without Jesus." I think this is what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Go and bear fruit." Go and bear fruit. Go and make disciples. Go and love one another. What we want for our friends is the best. What we want for our friends is the truth. And that is living with Jesus. The truth is, Jesus is our joy. Being a friend of Jesus is peace. Being a friend of Jesus is abundant life. Friends don't let friends live without Jesus, because that is the truth, and peace, and joy, and abundant life. What a friend we have in Jesus indeed. I'm pretty sure that I don't have 600 friends. But I know, without a doubt, that I am a friend of Jesus. That Jesus loves me. That he has chosen me and called me. And I believe, without a doubt, that you are a friend of Jesus. Because Jesus has called you, chosen you, set you apart, and given you a command. I call you friends. Love one another.